We're joined right now by a national college football writer for CBSSports.com. He is a good friend of the program. We go way back. He is Dennis Dodd. Dennis, good to have you. How are you?
Jim, how are you? It's a pleasure to be back.
Great to have you back. All right, so much to talk about in college football right now, but let me start with something even more exciting than the bowl season and the college football playoffs. I'm talking about Lane Kiffin being introduced, Dennis, as the head coach at Ole Miss. From where I'm sitting, the SEC not only got more interesting, I think the entire world did. You've written that it's a perfect fit. Lay that out for me. Why is he and they a perfect fit?
Well, because Ole Miss has, let's just say, a morally casual attitude in the past to recruiting. And I think there's two words, like, it's a fit. Hugh Freeze. They were willing to, they won 10. Whatever happened, happened after that. And they're willing to live with the aftermath, the consequences of that. And I think everybody knows what I'm talking about. I'm not casting any disparaging on Lane, but it's great for him. Like, he had his choice between Ole Miss and Arkansas and maybe some others. Ole Miss is a place where he keeps saying it right now in his press conference. You know, they've done it here before. They've done it here before. That's why they're willing to put up with him, and whatever that means. He seems like a more mature guy, him, in the early press conference, but he was played off the stage when he was introduced with Bachman-Turner Overdrive taking care of business.
He's the best. You know, Dennis Dodd joining us. I was going to say to you, Dennis, like, when he was head coach at Tennessee, he was a breath of fresh air to some, but really annoying to others because he was so cocky. It's such a huge game. You mentioned that he comes off a little more mature right now. Let me ask you this. If you're Ole Miss, do you want a refined and restrained Lane Kiffin, or do you want the trash-talking guy from Tennessee?
Oh, you want the entire package. No, you want. You already see that. I don't know if you saw that viral video out there. He's like kissing babies on the tarmac after getting out of the plane at Ole Miss, and some guy comes right up to him and goes, "You need to get you a burner phone." I think Lane Kiffin knows that he needs to get a burner phone. And just now, somebody asked him in the press conference about that greeting, and he goes, "Well, he goes, it's better than the last tarmac experience I had."
So right.
You want the trash talking Lane, the swashbuckling Lane, and going after five stars, and you can only imagine tweaking Nick Saban, as he's done since he's been at Florida Atlantic. You know, look forward to more of that.
We're talking to Dennis Dodd, and he's going to get that opportunity, right? He didn't just come back to the SEC. He came back to the SEC West, where he gets to go up against the likes of LSU, Alabama, Auburn, and Texas A&M. Now, Dennis, you were in Arlington for the Big 12 title game between Oklahoma and Baylor. What did you make of how that game played out?
What I wrote about is it really showed me how good these two defenses are. In a larger picture, you can see now why Lincoln Riley and Matt Rhule are coveted so much by the NFL. There's a lot of talk about it. Oklahoma's gone. We all know Lincoln Riley's offensive chops. They've gone from 10th to 1st in the Big 12 in total defense. That's a little bit like being the world's tallest midget. But they are. They're more physical. You know, the matchup with LSU is tough, but they're better. Baylor was on a chance to the loser leaves town match to go to the playoff in overtime with Oklahoma with a third-string quarterback. That says something about coaching. The Jacob Zeno legend was almost born on Saturday night. This is a guy who was, as a true freshman, with Jalen Hurts on the scout team until Friday, until they played safety in practice. And then on Saturday, trying to win a Big 12 championship. So it's just, it showed the chops of these two coaches, how really good they are. I'm told today there's nothing on Dallas radio but which of these guys the Cowboys want. Now, that's a bunch of fans' wishful thinking, but it's not going to go away anytime soon for these two coaches.
Both are highly, highly coveted. Dennis Dodd is joining us, and you're right about Zeno. If things break a little bit different, he is an absolute legend today. So Oklahoma's won 5 straight conference titles. This is their 3rd straight playoff appearance. They got to go up against LSU, and they're going to face Joe Burrow. Let me get your thoughts on that. How did he go from being a good quarterback to being the best quarterback in school history and a Heisman favorite in such a short period of time?
Yeah, series of things. I mean, there was latent talent there. He and the family were really disappointed that Nebraska didn't show more interest when he left Ohio State. A decision was made, you know, 2 springs ago that Dwayne Haskins won the job. He went on to post, 54 total touchdowns. But there are those that will tell you that Joe Burrow thought he'd won the job. And when he didn't, he moved on. And then obviously the next big thing was that after his first season where he was a 57% passer, Ed Orgeron, to his credit, went, went whole hog into the RPOs and spread offense and hired Joe Brady from the Saints. And it was a perfect fit. I mean, I don't know if there's an offense in the country that runs RPOs better right now than LSU. And you've got to see him live. Jim, I hadn't seen him live until the Alabama game. The arm strength is there. The accuracy we know is there. The savvy is there. And he does not, the better or worse, he does not slide. He takes guys on, and he takes them on to get first downs and yardage. And his story's really good, too. He's the best player in the game right now.
Dennis Dodd joining us. All right, what about the other side? How different, Dennis, is Clemson right now at the end of the season versus the start of the season when maybe Trevor Lawrence might have been trying to do too much and was turning the ball over?
Much better. I think after 3 weeks, he led the ACC in interceptions. The second half of the season, six games, he's got 20 touchdown passes, no interceptions. And we can talk about the quality of competition all we want, but that's not their fault. I mean, they're in the conference they're in, for better or worse. They are, I say it every year, they're an ACC team masquerading as an SEC team in terms of resources, recruiting, winning, everything else. So they're an elite team. I saw Dabo compare this to the 1956 Alabama team that started first, went undefeated, and finished third. Different set of circumstances, I think we all know. There were civil unrest in the country that year. This has everything to do with football and schedule strength, but they're really good. Number one and number two defenses, by the way, in that semifinal, probably the most entertaining one. The other one, Oklahoma and LSU's an undercard. This is going to be really, really good.
This is how you close the show. He is a national college football writer for CBSSports.com. Good friend of the program, Dennis Dodd. And that music means we're done. Dennis, great job. Good to have you back. Thanks so much.
Jim, thanks so much.
Dennis Dodd.